Having talked to the artist himself about his paintings, I'm now joined by Liam Kelly for a more independent appraisal, if I might put it like that. First and foremost, Liam, your initial impressions of the canvases around us.
Well, I think I'm delighted to see an exhibition of landscape painting again. As you probably know, given the troubles that we've had here, there has been something of a lobby for engaged art, for political art. Now, there may be some indirect references to politics, particularly in the titles of this exhibition, but it is essentially an exhibition of delightful landscape paintings.
Would you say this was commercial art?
No, I certainly don't see it as commercial art. It's very much art in the grand manner. It's very reminiscent of the kind of energy that you find in Turner, for example. It's not sweet art for office walls by any means. It's a very engaging series of landscape paintings with a very rich, subtle colour range. The skies are obviously attractive, full of energy, full of bravado, and gestural painterly work. It's a very exciting exhibition.
Do you think it's a true evocation of Fermanagh?
No, I think it may pick up Fermanagh as a point of departure, but he universalizes his landscape. It's a broad panorama that is somewhat timeless. Landscape fades into cloudscape. There are very little references to specific punctuation marks in the landscape. There are no references to buildings, for example. There's nothing to hang on to that gives you an immediate sense of place. It has a feeling of the liquid handling of paint that you find in Jack B. Yeats, but it's a landscape that has been universalised away from a specific place.
Liam Kelly was talking to me about the new exhibition of work by Jeremy Henderson, which is on show at the Arts Council Gallery in Belfast until the 26th of June. And then for the month of July, it transfers to the Hendricks Gallery in Dublin.